Human-caused climate change remains a politically divisive topic in Montana, especially in the state legislature. A Democratic state representative hopes a new water plan being developed by the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation results in more climate science making its way into state policy. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
So what we have in Montana, as mentioned, is a system that's defined by things like the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, the Arctic Oscillation.
Montana State University Assistant Professor Paul Stoy is talking to a group of lawmakers about the key stresses faced by the state's water sources. That group of lawmakers is the state's Water Policy Interim Committee, and they're hearing from a couple of climate scientists about issues like the changing of Montana's mountain snowpack and the projections of future water supplies. Livingston Democratic Representative Riley Neal put forth the study which brought these scientists before the committee.
The climate variability in the state of Montana is real. It's happening. The people on the ground, the ranchers and the farmers, they know this.
Neal says it's really hard to talk about climate change in the state legislature. Bills acknowledging it have been quickly dismissed by Republican majorities in past legislative sessions. But she says both parties do focus on water.
Stream flow numbers, we're trusting that. Snowpack numbers, we're going to trust all that science.
We all recognize that water is the key universal ingredient to economic health, vitality, quality of life for Montana.
That's Hamilton Republican Representative Pat Cannell. He's also on the Water Policy Interim Committee and says the state is clearly dealing with shorter winters.
To ignore that as a risk to our water resource is at our own peril.
Cannell is not willing to go so far as to say humans are causing the changes Montana's climate is experiencing, but he says it's very useful to have that information as part of the discussion, and it likely will be. The Department of Natural Resources and Conservation is updating the state's water plan for the first time in about 20 years. The water plan will give policy recommendations to the legislature, and DNRC officials say this plan will include all kinds of research on the impacts of climate change on water resources, research that didn't exist 20 years ago. Representative Riley Neal describes that as a kind of backdoor way for climate research to become a more serious part of the policy discussion, in the sense that the discussion would focus first and foremost on protecting the state's water.
It gives me a lot of hope for the future of the state, not just the state water plan, but also, you know, perhaps a relaxing of the politics of global warming or climate change so that we can actually get some work done.
A draft of the DNRC's updated state water plan should be finished sometime this summer. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.